everyone. I'm Yuli. And Dr. Kraft had come to our old church and did a similar training and seminar for us. And for those of you who kind of don't know what inner healing is, I just wanted to briefly explain so it kind of gives you a background on to what I'm going to be talking about. And basically, Dr. Kraft gives you tools to deal with certain traumatic experiences in your life, things that you may not have known you even experienced. And so what he does is he goes back to that moment in time and has you visualize what's happening. And he attacks what the enemy has lied to you about. So let's say just one thing was that maybe your father or mother really wanted actually a boy instead of a girl. And you're a girl. And you came out. And they're really disappointed. You may not even know consciously that that had an effect on you, but unconsciously as a child, you may have felt fear, rejection. Because of that, you may have low self-esteem. And these things can often become a pattern in your life and have ways of expressing themselves and which you didn't have any understanding about. So he goes and battles those things and shows you that God intended for you to be born as a woman and that he loves you just the way you are and that he didn't make a mistake in making you who you are today. That's just one of the examples. But so he came, and after training us on how, you know, what it is and how to attack what the enemy has lied to you about, he asked us to practice. So he asked the folks, are there any volunteers? And I foolishly, smartly actually, I raised my hand and I wanted to volunteer and see what this is all about. And so the one of the things that he went through was something called back to the womb. And so this is goes back to when you were inside your mom's stomach growing before birth. And what he does is he goes through each month the pregnancy and he asks the entire group to really pray and see what God reveals during those months. And interestingly enough, after he went through the entire thing, he asked, okay, so what did everyone get? And it was uncanny. Many of the folks got similar things. So they pointed out two specific months of my mom's pregnancy in which they felt certain things like fear, rejection, anger. And so I'll just share one of the things. So back in the day, our family weren't Christians back then. We're actually Buddhists. And so my father, whom is a Christian now, so if he ever walks and visits us, don't give him the evil eye because of the story. He was a heavy alcoholic, and he loved to party. And so, but because of this, he would come home, and oftentimes he was very abusive, particularly to my mom. And so during her pregnancy and one of his wild nights out, he came back and he was just in an angry rage. And he actually hit my mom in the stomach when she was pregnant with me. And so because of this, obviously my mom just hated him and was so angry, didn't actually want to be married to him anymore, but felt like she was stuck because, you know, my older sister was already born. She was pregnant with the second child. She felt that she was tied to this man. And she actually wished that she had never gotten pregnant. She wished that she wasn't pregnant anymore. And so because of this, I'll kind of go through how it manifested in my life. I had really low self-esteem. I always thought I was the ugliest girl in the class, ugliest girl at church. And actually, every birthday that came around, oddly enough, I would go into a semi-depression. I didn't want to celebrate my birthday. Actually, oftentimes, something odd would happen right around my birthday. Like, a really close friend of mine actually was killed by gunshot right before my birthday, and it spun me right into a depression again. And so this was a pattern throughout my life, and I never understood why. My parents never understood why. And so what he did was, Charles Craft and everyone who was there prayed through that moment. And we went back to the womb. I visualized me being in the stomach, my father coming home. And what God does is he reveals that Jesus was there in the moment, that that I was not alone, that you know, he intended for me to be there in this particular family, in this time, that he loved me and that he was there to protect me. And so that's kind of part of the healing process that goes through. And I went back and I'm like, okay, you know, this could all be a bunch of bogus, right? Like just people coming up with stuff, I don't know. So I had to verify. I went back to my mom a couple of days later and I asked her about her pregnancy and kind of the things that happened. And I just boldly asked her, you know, was there any kind of event that happened with my dad? And she said, you know, actually, and she tells me the story. This is the story that she actually told me, not the people in the room, but that really did happen. And she herself almost forgot that happened. But, you know, she was shocked that I would even come and have some kind of revelation about the pregnancy. And so that was just the beginning, though. It's not a one-stop shop. You come to Dr. Craft's amazing seminar and all of a sudden you're healed of all your you know, patterns, bad habits, low self-esteem. But it's a journey of healing, and that was the beginning of my journey. And so God can really reveal himself in any kind of experience you may have that you yourself know and remember, or things that you don't remember but happened to you. And so I encourage everyone to come. Start your healing journey if you haven't already. There are things in your life, patterns that you see, things that you don't like about yourself. You know that there are sins or struggles that you have that you're having a hard time breaking. Dr. Craft can give you tools to really break through in those areas. And so come and do that and experience the freedom that comes along with it. But also for those of you who are interested in bringing healing and freedom to others, he gives you practical tools to listen to God, to be led by God into those experiences, and to have insight and the words to say to bring healing. So if you have that kind of heart, you should most definitely sign up for the actual training and seminars. And so that's it. Thank you.